Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Shawn Michaels in for Matt here on the Daily 10. A lot to dive into today. Braves inventing new ways to lose as they get off to a wretched start to the season. The Falcons, maybe a conundrum brewing between the general manager and the head coach. We also have some conversation about the hill that you don't want to die on and a controversy in studio that may take the Atlanta sports world by storm. We'll start with the Atlanta Braves off to an 0-4 start is exactly where they are. And yesterday, not exactly what you want to do if you're the Braves. You have to deal with the scenario where you hit four solo home runs, you get a Ronald Acuna chopper that puts you up 5-4, and then the one spot that you didn't think would fail you ended up failing you, and that ended up being the bullpen. I'm usually really positive, and I've seen a whole bunch of positive things that are out there about the Atlanta Braves. First of all, Drew Smyly, 8 strikeouts, pitched very well a day ago. You also had, you know, the bats starting to come around. Ronald Acuna with a homer, Freddie Freeman with a homer, Ronald Acuna with a second homer, and then Dansby Swanson hitting one as well. You manufactured a run where Ronald Acuna hits a chopper and you score there and you don't get doubled up and you end up taking the lead 5-4. Then you turn it over to the guys that I trust the most, Tyler Matzek, A.J. Minter, Will Smith, and you could not get it done. I understand the analogy that you can't win a pennant in April. You damn sure can lose a pennant in a very competitive division in April. Now, I'm not going to be the master of panic. Oh, we're panicking. That's not what I'm doing today. But there are some things right now that are concerning. Talked about yesterday, I don't take a lot of stock in numbers when it comes to spring training. But all of a sudden, I start to take stock in numbers when nobody is hitting the baseball so far. Freddie Freeman, a home run, but that, I believe, is his only hit on the year. Ozzie Albies is completely scuffling to the point where I think Brian Snitker might all of a sudden need to look and potentially look at a lineup change. Talked with Kevin McAlpin this morning, and he said, look, you don't want to do the overreaction as of yet when it comes to a lineup change, because maybe that messes with the psyche, obviously, of what's going on with Ozzie Albies at the top of the lineup. But something's got to change. This is a team a year ago that was an offensive juggernaut. This was a team a year ago that people feared was going to go out and score a lot of runs. And I know the analytics of baseball are a lot different now. You're not manufacturing the runs the way that you once did. You're not getting anything done when it comes to, hey, I'm going to move a guy from second, you know, try to move him over to third with less than 2 outs, and we're going to try to drive him in with a sac fly. That's not how it works in baseball anymore. You're swinging from the heels. You're trying to hit home runs. And with that, there's going to be a lot of big strikeout numbers for the Braves. The problem is now they're just not making good contact. And the times they are making good contact, it's line drives right at somebody. Made good contact 4 times off of Max Scherzer yesterday, and then he was able to settle down and, I believe, get the last 10 guys that were there. I did see a couple of positives. I mentioned Drew Smyly. Braves now have 4 starts in a row where pitchers have gone more than 5 innings in a game. That never happened 3 times in a row in the year of 2020. Now, granted, it's a shortened season, but a good start for Ian Anderson, Max Fried, obviously Charlie Morton, and Drew Smyly. You'll get Max Fried back out there today as we've got the doubleheader. Don't get me started on the doubleheader, because I do not like the 7-inning doubleheader rule, but this is one where the Braves really need to get healthy. You really need to get to 2-4 today. You need to find a way to rest your bullpen and get some of that confidence brewing before you come back Friday, obviously, for the home opener right here at Truist Park. This is a division right now. You're already 3.5 games out in the divisional race. I don't believe the Braves were more than 2 games out at any point in 2020. So this is something that needs to happen sooner rather than later. Hey, elsewhere, I love to call this the misinformation season around the NFL, but I've seen multiple reports come out where the Falcons, quote unquote, and I use air quotes when I say this, are in love with Trey Lance, the quarterback coming out of North Dakota State. We now know with moves that were made at the beginning of the draft, and obviously the trade with San Francisco to jump to number three, that three quarterbacks are going to go at the top of the NFL draft. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence. It's probably going to be Zach Wilson. And then it's going to turn around and either be Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance. Although if you read the tea leaves, Mac Jones could be the play for the San Francisco 49ers. We'll see how that works out. Well, that puts the Falcons in the catbird seat, obviously coming up at the number four pick in the NFL draft. The catbird seat is anybody that is in love with whatever quarterback is not drafted in the first three picks, they're going to want to get to number four to potentially go make a move and go draft him at number four. And we talked about this yesterday, some of the teams that were down there. The price could be the first that this team has, a second, a fourth, maybe a first and a second next year. It's a bounty that Terry Fontenot potentially wants to put together so you can start to rebuild this team sooner rather than later. Obviously, the conversation and the misinformation becomes the Falcons want to put the message out there that they love player X to try to get team Y to turn around and make them an offer they can't refuse. The other story that's come out about the Falcons is apparently that Fontenot and Arthur Smith are at odds with who they're going to draft with the number four pick. Fontenot wants quarterback of the future. Arthur Smith apparently does not want to go quarterback. And I find that interesting because Terry Fontenot, every word that he's come out and said has been simply, I want to take the best player available. Now, if I'm able to get inside the war room at Flowery Branch and look as to who they have there on their best player available, if best player available happens to be Justin Fields, cool. You take Justin Fields. If it happens to be Trey Lance, awesome. You take Trey Lance. If it happens to be Patrick Surtain, you take Patrick Surtain. But where I say this is the misinformation season, I really think what you find right now is teams put the messages they want out through their media, their partners, their social media streams to get other teams interested. Do I think that 2 or 3 months on the job, you potentially see Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot at odds about who they pick? That would never be public. Never. We never heard in years that Thomas Dimitroff was the general manager, whether it was Dan Quinn. When Thomas Dimitroff was the general manager, whether it was Mike Smith, you never saw publicly the Falcons being at odds with who was going to come in and make the pick or who they wanted to pick. They always put a unified front together. There is zero chance that this has been leaked. Maybe somebody said, hey, we're going to put this out there. But there's zero chance that Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith, this quick into their regime, are already at odds. And there's even less chance that Flowery Branch and Falcons brass would allow this to be leaked out. We had a lot of fun today with Roddy Jones being in studio. And a couple of funny things came out, just going about our business. I asked him as a Georgia Tech guy. We were talking some Georgia. As Georgia, obviously JT Daniels talking about coming back to win a national championship. I asked Roddy, and then I asked Joe Hamilton as well. I said, do you guys still keep in your back pocket the fact that Georgia Tech won a national title 10 years more recently than the University of Georgia did? And Roddy goes, oh, yeah. You pop that out every now and then. He goes, look, you got to save that card, and you turn around and play that card every now and then. And Joe Hamilton echoed those same exact sentiments. Joe Hamilton said the exact same thing. Joe said, oh, yeah. He goes, you can't use it all the time, but you can play that card over and over again. And it's funny, Joe said, the only guy that could say anything to me, he goes, I was 2-1 against Georgia. He goes, Buck Ballou, because he won a national title, actually can say something to me. We love to do our slice of life question on the front row, and it's just different lifestyle stuff and things that are going on. Yesterday and or today, it got started because Brandon Marshall, on a podcast called I Am Athlete, he was on with Channing Crowder and Chad Ochocinco, started screaming at the guys that the NBA does not have guaranteed contracts, that there's only 4 players per team that have guaranteed contracts, which is unequivocally 100% dead wrong. So I asked the question, what's a hill you're willing to die on? And we found a bunch of very interesting hills that people were willing to die on. Roddy Jones, lemon pepper wings, overrated. I don't necessarily disagree with Roddy that lemon pepper's okay. It's probably 7th or 8th on my wing choices. Again, if I'm at a barbecue and somebody's got lemon pepper wings, I'll grab 1 or 2 just to flip up the flavor. But I'm not going into a restaurant going, I want 10 or 12 or 14 lemon pepper wings. Dan Matthews responded with the least Southern thing in the history of Southern conversations, where he said, sweet tea's not good. What? And then Roddy Jones actually agreed with him that sweet tea is not good. Home team, Hamilton and I looked at them like they had four heads. How can you not drink sweet tea and you live in Atlanta? Like, sweet tea is a staple. I hate when I go to the North and I go, hey, can I get sweet tea? And they give me unsweetened tea with a bunch of sugar packets. Any good Southerner knows that's not the same. Same thing when I go back home to Florida. They do not serve sweet tea down there, which is why many people say Florida should be sawed off and go be part of another country. Just go be a country of its own. But either way, those were some of the hot takes. Brandon Marshall, you're wrong, bro. It's good that you were passionate and loud. You were wrong. All I know is today, we need a Braves win. To hell with that. We need two Braves wins and come home with some momentum. That's today's Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.